You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey, the show's about to start. I just need to ask you a massive favor. Please go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. It would be tremendous. Does Christian know I'm doing an ad before the show starts? Absolutely not. Is he going to be upset about it? Oh, yeah. But he won't be upset if he sees a bunch of followers on our Twitch account. So just go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans and hit that follow button. And I'm going to start playing the show now. And I bet you right when the show starts is when Christian texts me.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but you've got nothing better to do. So watch with Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link.
That'll do. That'll perfect.
Hey, Bobby!
Yes! Come on!
Yes! Hello, everybody. Hello, Tyson's Pickle. We got to...
You sound like this. He's sitting across from you. There's other people
I
in
love
here.
We have exclamation point intro on Twitch, but Tyson's Pickle put intor.
Yeah. Also, Monococo put toma papi. So we're making an early 2000s reggaeton right here.
What's good, everybody? Welcome to another Prem Show. My name is Christian Polanco.
I am Alexis Guerreros.
Okay, we are the Cooligans. We are your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show, football show, Premier League show.
Uh-huh.
Right here on Twitch every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time.
It's also the most NFT-able and the most gully.
You need to get on Twitch because you're missing the inside jokes. We had a whole NFT convo.
Stuff up on Bing. You already know how we do. I'm telling you, the pre-show to this show, that's worth the price of admission. In fact, Christian, what is the price of admission to watch us on Twitch?
It's roughly $4.2 million. Okay?
Yeah, I know. So you're gonna have to buy the website. Okay. Just give it to me.
All right. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll give you a tennis player's arm.
If you own Amazon Web Services, you can negotiate with us. All right.
We good. He will listen.
But what's good? We're excited to be here. Yes, we are. If you are listening to this podcast, you're listening to the audio. We do this on Twitch every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. Come through. Follow us there. A lot of fun things happening on this platform. So,
shouts to all of our friends that are here. We got Dave from Tampa, Chip was taken, FIFA Degenerates, Iris Girls in the house, Justin Freeburger's here, Crimson Pizza, the whole gang, Board Martin, everybody here.
Okay,
I mean, so many people I haven't mentioned because they're not right in front of me. Monococo's here as well.
If this was the bar for Cheers, you know, we would be, you know, instead of Norm, we'd be like Degenerates.
Yeah, where everybody's confused by your name.
Okay. Why do you have so many underscores in your name, Norm? Okay. So Iris Girl says, hello, team. I'm ready to laugh, which is such a great and optimistic way of like, everybody, hands in.
Yeah.
Laugh on three.
Are y'all ready to make me smile? All right, on three.
Crimson Pizza says, also known as the Besitos 11 B team. Okay.
The North Macedonia A squad is in the house.
Thank you very much,
Angel G Live. Loving the kit.
Robert from LA said, stand up if you hate South Macedonia. Okay. It's a very, look, a huge rivalry. We're going to learn about the Civil War today.
The North and the South.
So obviously we're here. We mostly talk Premier League. Obviously there is an international break. There's a couple of these World Cup qualifiers getting in the way of club football. Which,
by the way, Joanna Gerland said, already laughing so hard I'm burning myself on bacon grease. Yo, what are you doing during this show?
Whoa, can we sell that burn skin as an NFT?
Joanna, don't work on that. Don't work on that injury at all.
Exactly. Maintain that second degree burn.
Right? Do not nurse that scab. We out here making money.
So I don't even know where to begin.
There's about to sell boogers and a cum filled sock as an NFT, bro.
Okay, I think that would be the first item to bring down the whole currency, right?
People are gonna be like, nah, we gotta shut down these NFTs, fam.
They've gone out of control.
Yeah. This tennis player's selling an arm. This guy's got a wet sock. I don't know what to do. Chip was taking said, don't kink shame.
Anyway, you've heard of wet seal. Now we have. Anyway. Okay.
Are the wrenches still in the chat? This?
We have to. Where to begin? You want to do a quick. We can look on FopMob and do a quick.
Chip was taken, said, you don't want to see Pulisic's NFT. This is a piece of the Capitol wall. Allegedly.
It never ends. It's all jokes, folks. It's all jokes. Please, Christian, we love if you get our show. Please
be on our show. Forget this ever happened.
Well, also, tomorrow on the TV show, we have Aaron West of CBS Sports. He does Champions League coverage. And it gets just a fair
silly
warning. It gets egregious. It is. Whenever us three link up, we talk like we don't have jobs that we can lose. Okay?
We talk like there are no cameras or microphones in front of us.
It is so fun. And after literally once we're done recording, I'm like, okay, I hope we all keep our job.
How much of that is making it to air?
Yeah. If one of us lose our job, then that's all right. It could have been worse.
Right. And I feel bad because he got a kid. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But like.
So tune into that because it's super, super fun. So that's going to be, it's going to be Thursday at 8 p.m. On Football Sports Network, or listen to the podcast on Friday. All right. Should we just real quick go over some World Cup qualification, results or whatever.
Yes.
Okay. For today's matches so far, Greece and Atlanta, Georgia tied 1-1. Okay. Nothing there. Okay.
No, I mean, that's great, dude. You know, I thought, did they use Atlanta United player? Oh, you meant like.
Yeah. Okay. The Glenster said the Ford Madison kit is fly. Again, we love compliments in the chat. I'm rocking the Park SSC kit. Okay. Nobody's complimented that one.
Nobody knows. Nobody cares.
So some of the results. Spain wins 3-1. Interestingly enough, did you see there was a mistake from the goalkeeper? Unai Simón, I think is his name. Yeah, it was him. He went out he went to like clear a ball, but then he ran onto the pitch. He just took a super heavy touch and went to like dribble the ball. Like just on the pitch, like Jorge Campos style, right?
Just Rene Higuita.
Yeah, and ball got taken away from him immediately. And,
yeah, because he's a goalkeeper.
And the player from Kosovo, what's his name? He scored Hekuran.
That's the yellow card.
Oh, it's a yellow card. No, so Besar Halimi. Thank you. I'm glad that name was easier.
Yeah. Because you look like a robot that got water on it. You were like, are these letters supposed to be next to each other? I don't think.
Okay, so but he scored a goal from probably like 40 yards out. I mean, it was incredible. He hit it over all the Spain defenders, and a player tried to reach it.
Couldn't. How far did the keeper go?
Far, dude. He ended up, after the ball got taken away from him, his like inertia brought him to like almost the halfway line.
Damn.
Which is, it's just, I mean, it's like an
active
play.
Is there an
play.
Excuse?
And it wasn't like, you know, he's running and it's, you know, the 93rd minute and trying to tie the game. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it was a poor decision overall. Crimson Pizza said, man's name is Besar. He has to be added to the Besitos 11. On that. You are right, okay?
Yeah.
If he was.
He might be the coach. You know what I mean?
Okay, some other results. Italy wins against Lithuania.
Bored Martin said he must have got bored, which is both a good comment and. Good marketing for your name, Board Martin. You know what I mean? It's pretty good.
France, no big surprise here. France.
I mean, you would have assumed, you'd assume they beat Bosnia and Herzegovina by a little more than one if you're France. France, I don't think has looked like world beaters, but I still think they're the most talented in Europe for the Euros coming up.
Who else? We have 4-0 Denmark over Austria, 4-1 Israel over Moldova, Scotland. Everybody beats up on the Faroe Islands. It's just, man, one of those teams.
England barely beat Poland, man. They needed a wonder goal by Harry Maguire. And we should cut that clip and sell that as an NFT, because that'll never be said again.
what else? Any other big results? So North Macedonia here.
Yeah, Germany versus North Macedonia. The only one we should have talked about.
This is pretty wild. I mean, Germany, at the very least, they're entertaining for the wrong reasons, right? Like, you expect them to do, obviously, they won a World Cup not too long ago.
Did you ever see that video of the, I believe it's a Mercedes Jeep, is being chased by a police officer on a highway, and it actually goes up on the bed of a truck that's parked there, like a flatbed, and it hops over to the other side of the highway, and you think it's going to be a massive crash, but he kind of like hits the back wheel and like lands facing the other way, up on its wheels, and then it just takes off. The guy's like, "I'm alive!" And just takes off. That's Germany if they manage to qualify. Macedonia to the moon.
I didn't see the game, but I did see the clip of Timo Werner,
Which is, I think, the only piece you need to see. Unless you're from North Macedonia, that's the only clip you really need to see.
This was the, I want to look up the, can we play the?
No.
No, we shouldn't play the clip.
Yeah, do you own the rights to it? Are you related to ESPN?
I just want to play it from Twitter. But the him missing, it was like a pass from Ilkay Gundogan. All he had to do was hit it with his right foot into a pretty fairly open net.
Let's just say he took all the heat off of Jonathan Lewis.
Yeah. Jonathan Lewis, he's like, oh, thank God.
No one's thinking about me anymore.
it was essentially a tap-in. And it you would have thought that Timo Werner was wearing a Chelsea shirt, right? Because he seemed scared to score. I don't know exactly. It's also...
He's in his head.
I'm going to assume he's not intimidated by North Macedonia, right?
I mean, they should have been.
South Macedonia, we all know how the powerhouse.
But you bring someone in a West Macedonia shirt over here, and I'm running scared. But North Macedonia?
Yo, WM, bro. WM, bro.
Yo, they wild out there, bro. East Macedonia, they playing Tim's. I can't even. But North Macedonia, I'm still wondering, where did Timo Werner, when did he break? You know what I mean? Was there an update they haven't done to the software? What is happening with your Timo Werner, man? Because he looked good before he went to Chelsea.
Golo Blanco just said, I went to English class with Jonathan Lewis. What a time. This is interesting.
Yeah, how many times are you going to reveal you're related to royalty or something this damn thing?
Colo Blanco is like, 6 degrees of Colo Blanco. You know what I mean? Like, we have a connection to pretty much anyone.
Who's his uncle? And Super Chupi or something like that? This guy's like the best comedian in South America.
Super Chupi. Yeah. That should be a Twitch handle.
Timo sold his skill in an NFT, said Chip was taken. Damn, yo, that tennis player got it now. Super stupid.
So, okay, we have Suso El Paspi. Okay,
there it is.
You can understand where super chupi would come from.
I said chupi, by the way, not chupi.
Just super chupacabra.
Yo, that's the new shadow band, yo.
El Chapulín, that's right.
Oh, dude, okay. El Chapulín is classic.
Glenster 25 said his software only works in an RB Leipzig uniform.
It's like an app that's built for iPhone, but you got an Android. You know what I mean? Timo Werner ain't working, bro.
Look, I don't know. So, you know, the complaint from Chelsea fans is that you know, he's not really delivering. But something's up with his confidence, clearly.
I think Chelsea broke him. He wasn't playing like this before.
Even, I look, but it's also, you know.
If he broke into the Chelsea squad from the Chelsea Academy and played like that, he would not be in the German national team.
No, they spent, what, like 60, 70 million on him.
You're right, so. Because of how good he played when he was at RB Leipzig. And he deserves to be in the German national team because of his play at RB Leipzig. But not for this.
Also, Germany is not good, right? I mean, look, let's just.
They're stacked.
They're stacked, but just because you have good players doesn't mean you have a good team.
We're definitely out of the golden generation.
Well, we've already confirmed, right, that Jurgen Love, he's gone, right? He announced that he's leaving after the qualifiers or after the next World Cup. When is he leaving?
I don't know, but they're like, can you leave now? Is that possible?
FIFA DeGeneres said Lampard messed him up. Look, I don't, it's hard to tell exactly what's going on. I don't know if it's necessarily Lampard that messed them up, but it might just be the Premier League. I mean, we saw those comments from
Kai Havertz.
Kai Havertz kind of saying the same thing where they're like, yo, this is a reality check. And they're like, yo, everybody's good out here.
He's like, yo, even the worst defenders are super fast and physical. These boys ain't no North Macedonians.
I was used to playing against the accountants over in the Bundesliga, and all of a sudden, these guys are straight up 100% athletes.
Right? All of your players in the first 11 play soccer? Wow. All right.
Interesting. They must do things differently out here. Okay.
Honestly, it's a bit much. I'm not going to lie to you. You should see how we do it. Shout out to Irish Girl says, unfortunately, I'm at work, so I got to head out. Thanks for the laughs. Hopefully, you laughed along with us. Thanks for hanging out. If you are watching and you don't know who we are, we're two comedians. Hit that follow button. Come on. Yes,
exactly. A couple. I mean, we can look at I want to look at the groups very quickly.
Justin Freeberg said, where's Mason Mount to fix the German team? Bruh, they need to bring in Thomas Tuchel is what they need to do. Actually, he can't even fix Timo Werner.
The only way to fix Timo Werner is by benching Pulisic, apparently. There's no other way to do it. Okay.
Oh.
Real quick, let's look at some of the... How many matches are in the first round? Does anybody know? I don't pay attention to UEFA World Cup qualifying as much as I should, but...
I thought it was going to be 5.
Yeah, I don't know how many games there are, but please let us know. The Portugal and Serbia are in first and second. Obviously, the top two move on into the next round. But the Portugal and Serbia, so interesting. Luxembourg, Maxime Cheneau just played against. Obviously, Luxembourg was playing against Portugal. I was watching that game yesterday,
and they beat somebody, right?
No,
beat Ireland.
They beat
Ireland like 4-0 or something like that.
1-0, but okay.
1-0. In Luxembourg, though, the exchange rate, but you don't know.
But they were up 1-0 against Portugal, which was, again, pretty impressive. And it was just great to obviously, Maxime Cheneau plays center back for New York City Football Club.
Look up the population. Bing the population of Luxembourg. Just so people understand how important. Oh, you're going to get rid of the NFT story?
Luxembourg population, 619,896.
All right. Now, real quick, just to do this. Look up the population of New York City.
Okay. We have 8.4 million.
I know it's probably down to 8 million after COVID because so many people moved out. I think they said like 500,000 people moved out. But yo, that country has 700,000 people. If you round up, right? We got 8 million. They beat Ireland and were 1-0 on Portugal. Can we not build better players in this country, please?
Dude, I mean, we should just do a Brooklyn best 11. We should be able to field a pretty strong team.
They got Luxembourg. We got Williamsburg, bro. Let's go.
Fan of the Dupe said they are really rich, though. Okay.
I mean, so are the players that play here because of pay for play.
Test Nilo said, we can, but we don't want to. It's whatever.
I got to be honest. Does Test Nilo work for U.S. soccer? Because he might be right. You know?
Judd on the bench said, Iceland has 350,000 people.
Yeah, it's true. But they play all defensive.
And they also, I forget where they are in qualifying, but I don't think they're going to make it to the World Cup. Iceland made it to the last World Cup, right? They were there?
Yeah. And they qualified for the Euros and the World Cup.
Yeah, and I don't think they're, it doesn't look like they're going to make it through this time.
Glenster said, what's the population of North Macedonia? That is important.
Interesting. Let's see. North Macedonia, 2.1 million people. Okay.
Not bad, mid-sized city.
All right. I mean, but they obviously, this is from 2013. They have no interest in doing census ever again, apparently.
We ain't updating. You got a number. Just stick with that, you know?
Okay, so let's go through a couple of these. Spain and Sweden are leading Group B.
Not a surprise there. Well, yep. The other teams are Greece, Georgia, and Kosovo. Italy and Switzerland, not bad. North Ireland, who we just beat.
In a friendly. The U.S. just beat. Okay.
Bulgaria and Lithuania taking a bunch of L's. We got France and Ukraine. Pretty good.
Okay. All right. Belgium and Czech Republic. Didn't Belgium just crush somebody? 8-0 to Belarus.
Jeez.
Really making a statement.
And how is Estonia still in last place? what type of L's you've been taking? Jesus.
Speaking
of Estonia, New York City just legalized weed.
Let's go.
We're about to be Estonia as well, bro.
Okay. Denmark and Scotland. Not a huge surprise here as well. The Turkey and the Netherlands. This is probably going to be one of those bigger surprises of makes it.
The big surprise is Norway.
I agree, but Norway also has Erling Haaland, so there's a big, there's a little.
They're in fourth, not even third. They're stink.
They stink. They're tied on points. They 1 point from first.
Bro, what was the loss to? The loss was to Turkey, right? 2-0.
Turkey 3-0.
3-0.
That's a bad loss.
Come on now. That's a bad loss, yo. Turkey looks legit.
Yeah, dude.
They got my man Soyuncu.
Who do you think is gonna make it out of this one?
Gibraltar and Latvia, bro. They're going to shock the world.
Look, Montenegro also being there. It's just like,
let's go, Black Mountain.
I don't know. I wish I knew more about Montenegro. I'm assuming other people are shocked as well to see this.
Yeah. Wait till you play North Montenegro. Then we're going to talk business. You know what I mean? Thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I just want to bring up with a word from one of our sponsors, Justin. You being Gully Squad. Oh my God, Gully Squad is the absolute incredible. By the way, if you're not a member of Gully Squad, what are you waiting for? Just go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad and join. First of all, you get absolutely amazing access to us, Christian and I. We're always in there. This is the place we focus on. We text back the most. If you want to share a picture of your pizza and say, yo, Alexis, roast them. Nah, fam, join Gully Squad. That's where that happens, in the Rate My Pizza room in our Slack. It's absolutely incredible. We've got stuff from comedy, coffee, beer, wine, liquor, food stuff, general stuff. They're coming up with the Gulliest Kit, Inferior Sports, which is where we talk about everything else. We've got an MLS Pick'em going on in there, music, pets. It's such incredible stuff. And by the way, anytime we have a guest, what happens is we post that in Gully Squad. They find out about it first, and it's cool that they don't leak that information. They're awesome people. And we ask them if they have any questions for whether it's famous coaches or players or a journalist, whoever it is that we have as a guest on our show. And those are the only questions that we ask. So if you would love to ask some of these famous people some questions, anyone from Zach Steffen to Landon Donovan to Michelle Akers, you know, legend in the women's game, anyone like that, if you've always wanted to ask them a question, the only way you're going to get a chance to do that is if you are in Gully Squad. So again, go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad, or you could just go to shoutstous.com. Join now.
Look, I think the Netherlands are not making it out of this group. I mean, obviously, Frank de Boer is the coach. They've had a lot of poor results, poor performances.
They got two wins in a row. I think they'll be fine. Thank you, Robert from LA, for subscribing.
Appreciate you. Thank you.
I think Turkey is going to win this group, and I do think Netherlands can pull it out. I think they could stop Norway from qualifying.
Man, you know what?
It would be a shame because people want to see Martin Odegaard and Erling Haaland together.
I think Norway is going to beat the Netherlands in that next match, but we shall see. But I think Turkey.
They drew to Latvia. That's a bad one for Turkey.
Yeah, Norway. I'm gonna go with Norway and Turkey. I think they'll probably make it out. Jay Durepo said De Boer is clueless. Okay.
Hey, he got two wins after really bad loss.
Was he in that movie? I don't know if I'm right, but I'm sure. I'm sure he did great in there. All right. Croatia and Russia. And Slovakia here with 5 points.
I wouldn't want to be in the fan group of any of the countries in Group H.
I'm glad fans are not welcome at stadiums right now, okay?
If you got the slightest of tans, you can't be hanging out with Croatia, okay. Russia, Slovakia.
This is a group MAGA, I think. I
yo, this is group KGB right here. Yeah. Everyone in this group believes Navalny should have been poisoned.
Pope Fraca says, hey, Alexis, I heard the 12-minute interview and agree that In-N-Out is a fun burger at most, but I'm dying to know what your order is, and I'm loving the hair, Christian. Thank you, Pope Fracas.
You know what? Remind me before the end of the show, and I will give you my specific In-N-Out order.
Okay.
Top to bottom.
Steve Stupka, what's good? Hello.
Thank you, Chip Was Taken, for gifting a sub to Glenster.
Yeah, we'll see. I don't know where Nutmeg is. Okay, you know what? Let me see if Nutmeg will go back in his pen. Alexis, take the reins, and maybe we can get Nutmeg Cam working again.
This is in the middle of a podcast. I want everyone to remember that. We are recording a podcast, and he's going to get up to move his dog. But hey, you subscribe, it's what you get. I'm not shocked by Croatia and Russia, Slovakia, Cyprus Hill. Oh, not bad. I used to love them. Malta, I think, also has a tiny population. I cannot spell. Fan of the dupe. If only there were In-N-Outs in Delaware. Yeah, there should be In-N-Outs out here, by the way. I'm born and bred in California, and Twelman is right. You can get much better burger nowadays. Absolutely. I think that's the problem. It's not a great burger, but it's a fun burger. You can't take that away. Also, it's really good quality for fast food. Can't take that away. And it's super cheap. I think a burger at In-N-Out is like $1.80. Something crazy like that. Where the hell is he and this dog? Let's talk about the next group, Group I, which England is at the top at with 3 straight wins, undefeated so far in qualifying. And I know for a while it was looking bad. My Arsenal group chat was going Southgate out till about like the 80th minute. If I'm not mistaken, that's when Harry Maguire scored. All of a sudden, Southgate's all right. He's doing his thing. You know, the subs took a little long, but you know, we'll get there. I'm kind of surprised and also not surprised at the same time. Does that make sense, Christian?
Okay, I am back, and I'm gonna assume it did not work out because Nutmeg does not want to stay in.
Hey, he's technically there.
He is there. We'll see if he calms down. He is banging on the door. He's like, no thanks, this is not for me.
Yeah. You probably can hear that in the background of the show, by the way.
Okay.
We're talking about Group I, Christian. What are your thoughts on England being in the top position there?
I'm surprised that they won all three. But you have to assume... I mean, it's tough with Robert Lewandowski getting injured, but I think once he's back, you would have to assume that they
would have lost
spot.
This game if he was there. I think so.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, I do think England would have lost if Robert Lewandowski wasn't injured. That's what I meant to say.
Oh, okay, that's a different statement.
But I also want to point out, Chip Was Taken said Southgate shouldn't have left out Wan-Bissaka and Trent Alexander-Arnold. And I do think Trent Alexander-Arnold is a massive, massive miss for this national team. I just don't understand what more that guy has to do to get a call up.
I mean, it's tough. England is just like, it's so stacked, right? Somebody's going to be left out. Who is on there that shouldn't be on there? What's the...
Let's look at the English national team.
Let's see.
Let's see here. I mean, because I remember the name they grabbed, and I was like, what is my guy doing?
Where's the where can I find the roster?
Here, I'm going to look up the lineups. This is just two people, binging. That's the sound of silence you're hearing.
Okay, here we go. The squad. I can find.
Which I do believe he might be the best right back in the league.
Do they need four keepers? intentional. You know what? No, Trent. I know you're like you're obviously great at free kicks, corner kicks, all those things, but we just need another guy to sit on the bench that has nice gloves.
We want to do that goal wars thing, and you need four for that. It's just weird if it's three.
Eric Dyer, that is the one name that keeps coming up in the chat. That he does not deserve to be there. That's that is the statement people
are making. They are saying Eric Diet, which is even better. But Kyle Walker, I think we would all agree as far as a right back, very good. You know what I mean?
I would say Kyle Walker is a better defender than Trent Alexander-Arnold. Is that fair? That's fair to say.
Yeah, but who gets the ball moving? You know what I mean? Who makes that transition into whatchamacallit? Into the offense better. I think that's Trent Alexander-Arnold.
I would agree.
You'd struggle to find a better defender in England's squad, in the English national team, potential squad that can handle the ball better with their feet, better than Trent Alexander-Arnold. I think you'd struggle. And I'm shocked. But Eric Dyer, yeah. Eric Dyer, get him off. Why are you there? You know what I mean?
Right. This one's awesome. Connor Cody. I don't know.
He's young. He's big. I get that. Kyle Walker, I kind of get because he's been around.
Is he a defensive mid? What position does he play exactly?
Connor Cody, I believe, is center back. Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Reece James?
I could see Reece James.
I could see it. Luke Shaw had a good year, right? Yeah, dude, it does seem like Eric Dyer is should be out. Click on Eric Dyer. Let me see what it says there.
Eric Dyer, he's
technically a center back, but I don't know if they use him that way.
He plays a defensive mid for Tottenham.
Yeah, I don't even think you need all. You could keep Eric Dyer if you like him. I don't know if Gareth Southgate's like, yo, I need my man with me.
Minifornia, you know? Just say, whoa, midfield is weaker than I thought. Which I could see.
Well, hold on. Jesse Lingard is having a great season. You got to give him that. Jude Bellingham is a star.
Well, doesn't mean he's having a great season. He's also playing for Dortmund and not doing the best.
He's a kid.
Okay.
Mason Mount, we would all agree, deserves to be there.
I would agree with that as well.
James Ward-Prowse also agreed deserves to be there. Kevin Phillips looks incredible.
He's a workhorse.
Declan Rice, the biggest name in West Ham.
Declan Rice is one of these. We've mentioned these players that they don't look like they're doing much necessarily. They're not going to show up in the stat sheet very often. Mm-hmm. But Declan Rice is just one of these guys. He's like a pillar of West Ham and why they're are succeeding.
Is he another one of these puts in a
good shift? Yeah, dude. we love those, okay?
You know how those English boys are? Like, he just works really hard. You got to have him in there.
I mean, look, there's a case to be made for TAA. Okay. Okay, I think...
They're saying, Grealish.
That's a big... But he was called up in the last international break, right? He has... played for England before.
Are we sure this is all the call-ups?
I'm assuming FotMob is accurate with who is currently on the squad.
I thought I saw Grealish is injured. That's why. All right. Mm. Yeah, but so is Rashford on that list. Okay. So there you go. Bring in Trent Alexander-Arnold. I mean, they're also in first place, so you can't complain too much.
Who's in for? Oh, England. Yeah.
Obviously. Yeah. If you look in the Slack, I put the transfer market. I just want to show how big of a gap there is between Germany and North Macedonia. Because I know we were talking about how Germany is out of their golden era, but they're still a stacked, stacked national team. You got that ready to go?
I have. Who are we looking at first? Germany or North Macedonia?
Let's look at Germany.
Okay.
And I want you to click on that market price. Scroll down a little bit.
Okay.
Right there, market value.
Where does it say market value?
You see there it is, right below your pointer.
Okay, got it.
So just click on that bad boy, and it should scale it based on the highest value to lowest, right?
Yes, Joshua right. Kimmich, market value, 90 million euros.
90 million euros. Wait, so that's the most expensive.
Mm-hmm.
So if you scroll to the bottom, well, this one doesn't do it. I think you have to hit detailed squad, right? Oh, they don't give you the full value anymore?
The sum?
Yeah, they usually give you like the value, the market value.
I don't know. Isn't that at the top?
Wait, here we go. Market value is on the right-hand side. If you go to the bottom and you click detailed squad,
uh-huh,
and then you go to the right, you'll see it. You'll see it. See it on the right-hand side?
Yeah.
The total value is $942 million. Pretty good.
I would say so myself.
Right? Okay. Now, what is North Macedonia's?
North Macedonia's is...
Do you even need to hit detailed squad? You want to read that out loud?
Wait, I don't see. Where is it?
On the right-hand side. Squad details by position. Market value. Go all the way to the bottom to where total is.
This one. Yeah. 67.93 million.
And just to remind everyone, Germany's was 942.
That's a good. I mean, it's like the. You know how when
that's
you
less than 10%.
You know when you see like Germany's market value is like the GDP of like most countries. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
they literally are. They just obviously they have just too much money, but it's like the issue in soccer, this is why, you know, we love the game and it's a beautiful game where anything could happen. And you can see these quote unquote minnows.
Captain Zesty said that's a 16 seed beating a one seed. That's a high school beating a one seed.
Look, it's inexcusable. But
I just want to mention the first of all, the top four most expensive players are all in the same position from North Macedonia. You want to guess what they are? You want to guess what that position is?
Do I want to guess?
Think of.
I see it, so I don't have to guess.
Well, then what the hell?
Do I have our viewers guess?
I'll just tell you, they're all goalkeepers, which is kind of what happens when you're right a country that doesn't get a lot of respect. Your first players to get purchased are goalkeepers. Happened in the U.S. like 20 years ago. Remember that? We had more goalkeepers in the Prem and other like that. But look at the clubs. We got Rayo Vallecano, who's in the second division in Spain. We got Robotnik.
Dr. Robotnik, the villain from Sonic the Hedgehog.
We all remember. Well, they became a club. And also, their logo was made in a bootleg version of Photoshop. Robotnik Skopje, which has a P on their logo, is in the first tier of the Macedonian League, which, did you know there were multiple tiers there? They got a team in, I'm guessing, Cyprus there. I don't know the name of it. Another Cyprus club. We got first level in, I can't remember, Croatia. I mean, they're not in the best leagues. I think the best league here, there's a player in Leeds. There's a couple players in Dinamo Zagreb, the greatest club of all time. Everyone knows that, right? Here we go. Napoli. Napoli is probably their best player.
Okay.
Well, actually, we had it listed wrong, by the way. Their top is actually an attacking midfielder from Napoli, Elgif Elmas.
Hey, Spurzer, rating with the party of 19. Thank
Spurzer! Microsoft Paint logos for the win. Yeah, there was some real funky ones in there. But we got, Levante is the next one. Dinamo Zagreb, Leeds, Udinese. These are some really good clubs. And Napoli is a big one. But for the most part, these aren't world beaters. And they're beating Germany. So what that tells me is Germany lost to this club. You know what I mean? This club didn't beat this club, this country. They didn't beat Germany so much as Germany lost. They didn't play well. Thank you so much, Spurs, for the raid. Hit that follow button if you're new, baby.
Are we out here just to disrespect North Macedonia? Is that what this, is that our mission statement on this
show? I think we got to put it the way it is, bro. You 67.93 million. I think you got that. You sell a couple NFTs. You got yourself in North Macedonia. You know what I mean?
Well, anything can happen, especially in these matches. These quote unquote smaller countries they're out to make to prove themselves. And I'm sure
this got to be the biggest win in North Macedonia's history. No,
look, I'll be honest. I'm not too great on North Macedonia's history and everything that's really happened.
People are gonna say, how do these two have a soccer show? They don't even know the history of North Macedonia.
I'm not educated well enough to really speak on North Macedonia.
I gotta admit, yo, brave of you to say that.
But the thing that we do know for sure is that there are people, there are clubs, that watch these games and see a player or two that are like, yo, who is this? I would have never otherwise seen this player until I see them beating Germany 2-1.
This is how you get purchased by a better club, for sure.
And this is why players want to play for their national teams.
100%.
Even if it's not like a big country or whatever.
To leave that country.
They simply want to be on the world stage to give themselves a greater opportunity to really just make more money in their next transfer. So this is, when players are like, when they're dual nationals and they can play for multiple countries or have that option, they can go to the better soccer country, or they could just go somewhere where they're going to get playing time. And they'll be like, all right, I'll just go here. I'll have a couple good games. People see me. I'll get playing time.
I'll be the best out here.
I'll be the best out here. And then I'll make moves, all over Europe, it'll inflate my transfer market value. So obviously there's pride in the country North Macedonia.
You want your country's development system or national team to get better every time. And if you're a part of that, that's awesome. Robert from LA said it would have been 3-1 if Germany had to play whole of Macedonia. I didn't even know they had a hole in the country, dog. No.
Look, and it's a great question. Dave from Tampa said, did Trinidad players get better contracts after they beat USA in 2018? Well, and I would argue that they did.
Yeah, they did.
Because the dude who scored, which was Alvin Jones, right? Was Alvin Jones? Alvin and his brother plays for the Sounders.
Jovan Jones.
Alvin Jones got signed to like RSL or something. So for these guys, they do get better contracts. It is a big deal. Them beating the U.S. in that game put them on, especially on the biggest world stage, because it was one of the biggest debacles for the United States. So
yeah, those clips are shown all over the world when there's like a massive failure. So this is going to happen in Germany. The unfortunate thing is the clip they're going to show is Timo Werner's miss. It's not going to be any of the goals scored by the North Macedonians.
I don't know what the media landscape is like in Germany. I don't know if it's as vicious as in England.
They got no sarcasm. So like, it's not going to be like,
it's not as
they're not going to be quote unquote taking the piss of Timo Werner. They're just going to be very forthright and be like, Timo Werner's not playing well. Here's a video.
I mean, we went to Germany, what was that, 2018? Was that 18 or 19? 19. And it was it didn't necessarily feel uptight.
Welcoming? No, it was welcoming.
It was welcoming, but it wasn't necessarily uptight. Like when we were in the scrums, we went to Eintracht Frankfurt and Dusseldorf. And when we were in the media scrums, there was a little bit of it felt polite. You know, it wasn't what I expected. You know, like when you were watching, if you saw Ted Lasso in the, which obviously a TV show, but you get the concept of like,
no, this is how we learned a lot about North Macedonia. Go ahead.
No, but in the press conferences, they were like really mean to Ted Lasso. Which is not too far off of what it's really like, right?
England is like, you failed. Here's an opportunity to get a joke off. Germany doesn't act that way, though.
Yeah. So there was a...
But they're like a... It's like a rather cold, chilling type of energy. And people treat it as very nicely. But there was the... I remember distinctly, it was me and the British dude, Sam Teague, from... It was his birthday today, by the way. Happy birthday, Sam.
Yeah, from Rank Squad.
And I'm probably butchering his last name, but I've failed to care. No, I'm joking. I just never learned it. Tiggy, right? What is it? It might be Teague. Anyway, absolutely from Ranks FC. Great podcast. Check it out. Join their Patreon. I was sitting there and they had the menu that's like the item on the menu that's like for like four people. And I was like, does anybody want to eat this with me? It's like a parade of meat, essentially, is what it was called. Mm-hmm. And it was like the sausages were listed as varied. Like it didn't even have like two pork, one meat, you know. I said, does anybody want to split this with me? And Sam's like, yeah, I'll do it with you. And I'm like, all right, there's the price for two. So when the guy comes over, I said, I got this. And I order it. And the guy goes, you know, that's for two people, right? As if he thought I was just like, oh, pile of meat. That's good enough for me. And I go, yeah, I know. And I didn't want to be like, we're splitting. I was just like, let me see how far this guy's going to go. And he goes, you know, I have to, it says 90 per person, but I have to charge you for two people. And I'm like, two people are going to eat this, man. I was only messing with you. And the guy goes, oh, does anybody else want anything? I'm like, you know, I'm like, if you were working for tips, you'd get in the bit. You know what I mean?
Because he took one look at you and like, you know what?
There's
okay.
a chance. There's at least a chance.
Okay. I'm not going to doubt this man, this American meat lover.
I know. Okay? He's like, I guess we got to go out and find ranch for this American. David from Tampa said the Germany official YouTube channel titled The Highlights, The Victory of the Underdog.
That's so funny. It's like they title it that, and then they text it to all the players. You know what I mean? It just seems so.
It's so cold, dude.
It's interesting. I think Germany are coming for. I think they're gonna have the same exact. I think they have another bad World Cup, if they even qualify. I mean, it would be crazy to think that they wouldn't qualify. But
I mean,
I think,
if I'm being completely honest, I don't think that I'm like wildly inspired by their starting 11. You know what I mean? I think Serge Gnabry is incredible. I think Leroy Sané, there's something a little off about him at the moment. I think, you know, he hasn't really found his complete swag yet at Bayern, but he will get there. Kai Havertz obviously isn't playing as to the best of his ability. Timo Werner isn't playing incredibly well. Who else?
But
Florian Wirtz. I don't even know my guy.
It's pretty wild to just see these results, this table after three matches. And Armenia.
What's shocking is if you take three of these players, almost any three, and put them in any other national team, they make those national teams better. But here, like Ilkay Gundogan is playing out of this world recently.
Yeah.
You know, him alone on this team should be enough. There's also a shocking amount of players that are in like their top most high value players that are playing in Germany, which is kind of shocking.
It is
not that German league is bad. It's just you often find the better players tend to be in other leagues.
Yeah, this is the you know, this tends to happen because when you see a lot of Bundesliga players, whatever, on the national team, and you know, you sort of question, they're not playing at the top, quote unquote, top league, so you know, we're gonna see kind of where their deficiency in quality. But the same, look, I would also look to Champions League, right? Because Bayern, They're regularly playing in Bundesliga and they're dominating. They're doing well. But in Champions League, they're also really good and dominant. There aren't many, even though they just finally won the Champions League after not having won it in a long while, for years they've always been one of the favorites to win the whole thing. So yeah, you can have that. I think we just have that Premier League bias. We just think, yeah,
you'd be playing in the Premier League. Maybe that's it.
Yeah,
but I was expecting to see like a PSG player, and there isn't one. You know what I mean? I was expecting to see a Real Madrid player, and I don't think there is one.
Who plays? The only German I know.
Ter Stegen plays in Barca. That's it.
Who?
Ter Stegen.
Who plays at PSG? Julian Weigl, right? Isn't he at PSG?
I don't see him here.
But he might. He probably didn't make the team.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you, it's Germany.
Yeah.
Like, they're good. What was the old joke? I think it's like an old Simpsons joke.
Julian Draxler, not Julian Weigl.
Draxler.
Yeah.
Who you really should have gone to Arsenal when he had a chance. Weigl is at Benfica. Well, that's not a good move.
Tony Cruz
is at Real. I don't think he didn't make the team, or he's not listed here.
Oh, yeah. Did he not make the team? I don't see him here.
Yeah, he's not here.
Oh, wait, he is here. He is here. Yeah, he did make the team.
Oh, he did make the team? All right. Well, then you got one. I mean, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you kind of... It seems like that era of, you know, your Ozils, your Kroos, your those guys are kind of done now. And Germany seems like they've built a lot of really good players, but not a handful of amazing players. Does that make sense?
I agree. Look, they have a lot to figure out, but I do think we have to put the responsibility on the coach.
Wish Ozil would defect to Turkey. Chip was taken, said he did. Just for the vibes. I mean, he said the German national team and German DFB is racist, and they did nothing about it. So I don't think he walks back on. He can't pull a George Costanza and just show up like, hey, is everything good? And like, did you call us all racist? He's like, nah, y'all thought that was... No. What? Who? In a letter? Come on.
But look, this generation of players, I think... At this point, they need a new direction. They need a new coach. We know that Germany, can build incredible players, having an incredible academy, and they'll be fine overall. But these 11 players that start in these particular matches are not getting the best, I think, inspiration from their coach. They gotta go in a different direction.
Chip was taken, said Ozil, quote, just bants, bro. Come on. Can't take a little roasting.
The other thing I wanted to talk about was Daryl DK. Let's get into some England championship news. But,
so it's now the champ show.
Okay. We gotta change that title up there.
But they're close to making it. I believe they're in the playoff position, right?
Yeah, let's look at the table. Let's see. All right, let me just open the door for Nemec because he's getting...
Oh, here we go. Back to the dog. For those of you who don't know, he plays for Barnsley, which is currently in fifth position, which I believe they were like in something like 12th place or something when he first got there, right, Christian?
I don't recall, but they're doing okay. They're like in sixth, I think.
Fifth. They're currently in fifth with 62 points. Playoff position is fourth and fifth, correct? No, third and fourth.
No. Third through sixth.
Third through sixth.
Oh,
that's right, because those two teams play. So they're in a playoff position.
Yeah.
There you go. He plays for Barnsley. You're right. Sorry, Crimson Pizza. How could I be so wrong? So send me this. It's funny. Translations of what Germans change movie titles to show their sense of humor. Goro Blanco sent this to us.
All right.
You want to click on this real quick?
Yeah.
I mean, this is This website looks like it's going to give you all the viruses.
This is definitely a German website. Okay, let's take a quick break before we talk about that. LDK. Okay, this seems kind of fun.
Movie
this,
Dodgeball is straight in the balls.
This is so Dodgeball is straight in the balls. Animal House is I believe a horse kicked me.
I didn't see Animal House, but I have a feeling from all the clips I've seen, I've never seen a horse kicking someone. So what the hell's going on there?
You gotta watch Animal House. That's your type of movie, Alexis.
Why? What happens in it?
It's raunchy. It's a fun. Okay. It's a comedy. It was like it was the American Pie before American Pie.
Oh, then I gotta see that.
Yeah. Die Hard is Die Slowly. Okay.
I mean, not wrong.
This it takes it from like an action film to a traumatic way to go. You know what I mean? Like just really what you think you're basically either paralyzed and you're stuck with your thoughts, okay?
Right. Wasn't there a movie about a guy who was actually awake in a coma while he got surgery? It was like a true story. A guy could feel everything, but he couldn't move. He was paralyzed.
Oh no, I don't know. I've never heard of this.
So the unbelievable journey in a crazy plane is what they named Airplane.
Which seems unnecessary, right?
Yeah. It also is a great explanation.
Well, this goes to the point where you were just referring to before, like about how there's like no subtlety or sarcasm in German like culture.
No,
really.
It's an explanation of the movie.
It is like, no. Airplane, that doesn't describe what this movie is about. We need to say literally what it is, and then people will go.
We'll do one more because we were in the middle of talking about Daryl DK.
Twilight, instead of just Twilight, it's called Twilight Bite Till Dawn.
Okay, that's, never saw that movie either.
Did I see Twilight? I don't think
I
did.
Yeah, you did.
I don't think I did. I'm trying to remember if I did. No, I mean, I hate those movies. But why Bite Till Dawn?
I guess because it happens at night.
It just seems strange.
Twilight is the time of day before nighttime,
it's
right?
It's just adding another time of day.
Yeah. Twilight. Dusk.
I would prefer a Twilight Bite to the early moan. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, if my homies can't, it ain't no fun if my homies can't get none. Twilight.
last one. A Bug's Life. The great crawling,
which sounds way more epic.
Colo Blanco, thank you for the contribution. Okay,
so
Daryl
Burnsley,
Burnsley,
aka Barnsley, in the championship in a playoff position. They offered $10 million to Orlando City, and Orlando City said, "Nah, fam, you need to raise that price." Mm-hmm. And we were like, yo, you crazy. You take that money right now. That was a draft pick, my G. What are you doing? It's like finding something at a yard sale. And you find out, like, through, you go to, what is that? You go to
how
that,
much,
like.
How much is this NFT worth?
Yeah, you go to Pawn Stars, and they're like, nah, fam. This sword, that's the blood of George Washington. You're like, no way. I thought Grandpa shanked somebody. This thing is worth $10 million. And you're like, nah, I'm going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
Well, Everton are coming in spending that guala.
Carlo Ancelotti was like, okay, I see this young man.
Uh-huh.
I've seen a couple, Romelu Lukaku highlights in Everton. I think I could make this work.
Okay? I need to get me a dark-skinned prince because the fans love Lukaku. You know what I mean?
So my initial reaction to this is, obviously, if people are not aware, I am an Everton fan. This is exciting, but I am
and new.
Okay, all right, we're gonna break out into song.
Everything DK's waiting for you.
my I'm a little skeptical because I don't know. Even though Dao DK is doing great, he's doing well in the championship, there's obviously he has a lot more interest in him than him just being at Orlando, and
he has looked good in the with the men's national team in the friendlies. He almost scored against North I was going to say North Korea. He almost scored against North Ireland.
Okay, why don't we schedule in those friendlies, okay? All
right. What do you mean they're not so friendly?
Okay.
But not North Macedonia. We don't want that smoke.
Yes, so my skepticism is essentially the Moise Kean, because we still have Moise Kean out on loan.
Yo, Chip was taken, said Dick equals Richard, DK equals Richarlison. Just the chip was taken.
Well done. So my issue here is that Moise Kean is at PSG out on loan. I don't know.
No, I think this tells you right here that Moise Kean's like, fam, I ain't coming home.
Well, yeah, that is a possibility. But to see Moise Kean play, get minutes at PSG, scoring goals, playing in Champions League, why in the world would he not be able to do that at Everton?
He clearly didn't enjoy it there, though. I mean, you know, it just wasn't his vibe, I guess.
Maybe. Look, Moise Kean, obviously Italian dude, maybe wants to be... I don't know if he speaks any other languages, like, fluently besides Italian. So I don't know, like, maybe he didn't really connect with the English players or the Brazilian players, or I have no idea. I don't know what was the reason for his poor form. It was never really explained.
I think this is something that a lot of Premier League fans don't get because they're English and they just don't see it the way everyone else does. But you gotta really love soccer, football, whatever. You gotta love the game to want to play in England. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like, if you had to pick a place for its climate and things to do and, you know, whatever species, gender you're into. You know what I mean?
What species?
I mean, you know what I mean? I was going to say, like, Lee, I was trying to find a respectful way of saying ladies, whatever. You know what I mean? I don't think Merseyside, Liverpool might not be your first choice.
Pepe Lucha just said, regarding why Moise Kean is doing better in Paris, says because it's Everton. And Chip Osaken said Paris is greater than Liverpool. Hot Mess Express said PSG haven't bought him yet. They have not. He's still out on loan. He is an Everton player.
And Bono says, I feel like we are falling into the same overhype of a young American and put too much pressure and are expecting too much. I feel like we're doing that to the future of the U.S. men's national team as a whole. Now, here's where I will agree with you. This isn't a rumor we came up with. This is based on a report, a source of Eurosport_UK. This isn't us saying he's good enough to play for Everton. He should play at Everton. This came as a shock to all of us. So maybe we're not. Maybe we're just not that good at scouting these players. If a dude that was in the draft all of a sudden goes to Orlando City and is fourth of four on the depth chart, but somehow manages to come in because of injury and looks so good that not only does he get loaned out to Barnsley, but then he looks so good at Barnsley that he's being offered a $20 million contract or a $20 million transfer fee from Everton, which is a very successful Premier League club at this point. Like, this isn't a mid-table, bottom-of-the-table club. Maybe we're not. Maybe we're not giving these guys enough credit for how good they are.
That is true. I think we can't be in both worlds. Like, we can't coddle the players, and we can't, we have to be okay having some sort of expectation, which I think is what will create better players at a younger age, right? Why can't we have a Kylian Mbappe who is exploding on the scene at 18 years old and 19 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is, you know, we can say like we're expecting too much, but other footballing countries don't really speak that way about young players. It's really, you know, sink or swim. It's like you gotta
throw them in the pressure cooker.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like an abuela. You know what I mean?
You know how abuelas throw people in pressure cookers?
Right? Doesn't matter the species. No, but the point I'm trying to make is, same to follow up what you said, no one thought, oh, is Kylian Mbappe ready for PSG? Everybody at Clairefontaine and all over France was like, yo, this is a wonderful thing for Kylian. Let's see how he does. Yeah. Like, to some degree, we have to stop looking at these players like they're the only players we're ever going to develop. You know what I mean? I did that with Gideon Zlalem. I thought, like, yo, if he's not great, you know, America's lost something. And look at how many better midfielders are available now than when we first heard about Jetty and Zalalem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where he looked like the future. And it was like, oh, we have someone. Now it's like, no, DK's someone we didn't even think about 2 years ago. And now he's incredible enough to go to... Go ahead. Go keep putting pressure on the other starting forwards.
That's what I love about how fast the transfer market works and buzz. And you have a couple good games. Yo, it could change your life.
Changes everything.
It could change not only your life, it could change the how people perceive American soccer and the draft and MLS and like, oh, DK came out of MLS. Let's work with MLS more. Maybe there's a couple more Daryl DKs around here. So,
and here's the other thing. It's a lot like comedy. It's like you always when we started in comedy, people said like, perform every show like you're at the Garden. Just perform every show you're at the Garden. It doesn't matter if there's two people. It doesn't matter if there's 50 people, 100 people. Doesn't matter at all. It doesn't matter if the audience hates you. Just perform like you're at the Garden. And the theory behind that is you never know if any of the people in that audience are someone important. And it's happened. When we got our TV deal before that, someone came to watch us perform stand-up without telling us. They were just happened to be in the room. If we bombed or treated the show disrespectfully or acted like, bleh, I don't need this, we might not have the TV show today. So to some degree, Daryl DK is being put in a position to be seen by the people that could buy him for a lot of money.
By the Hollywood comedy bookers.
Hi. You want to do the Tonight Show, Daryl? You got to have a couple minutes on your last name. No? Nothing in high school? All right.
All right. We're like, we're going to have to workshop something, right? because we already have your persona ready.
Fubo is giving DK a show. I'm glad you took what I said and you understood it.
Wouldn't be surprised. No, look, I as an Everton fan, it would be exciting to see, you know, have another American player at Everton. I think he could do well. I do think it changes the way Everton plays a little bit. I think Dominic Calvert-Lewin and Daryl DK are similar types of players. I don't know how they would both be on the pitch at the same exact time, but it would be newsworthy. It'd be exciting. I don't know how it would work, but I trust Ancelotti to figure it out.
I mean, this is clearly you're going to be a player that probably gets loaned out for a year or two. I bet you the deal even is with him staying at Barnsley. You know what I mean? Like, there's probably going to be a little bit of that. But also, this goes to show that, like, yo, Dominic Calvert-Lewin probably going to be sold soon. Dominic Calvert-Lewin's getting looked at by a lot of teams. He looks incredible. He's playing well for the men's national team out in England for the Three Lions. So they're trying to name the show in the chat. We've got Golo Blanco said the Double D Show, and Glenster said maybe the Big D Show. Yeah, he is a comedians in cars getting DK. Oh Munto,
thank you so much, much appreciated.
My God, Pepe Lucha says, what exactly are we expecting from him if he goes to Everton? How does the hype of these USA players make us? Does the hype of these USA players make us expect that he will be straight starting / making an instant impact, or do we keep it realistic? First of all, nothing is realistic with American soccer. and second of all, I think he goes on loan. I think we see him go on loan. Let's say Everton buys him. Let's play out the scenario. Everton buys him for $20 million, which I believe is over what he was valued at by Orlando. Mm-hmm. Which is one of those things where, like, Orlando's, like, wallet is flipping in the air and they can't catch it. You're like, the answer is yes. The answer is yes.
They turned down $10 million, right, from Barnsley, right? I forgot. That $10 million was the price put on him.
Right.
So it seems
Thank you,
like...
Shane.
And people are saying he's crazy, that Orlando is crazy for turning that down.
I thought they were crazy. I said that. I said they should have taken the deal. I was wrong.
Not just you. A lot of other people.
I was wrong, though. So take care, Glenster. So let's play out the scenario. Everton buys Daryl DK, right? Mm-hmm. They clearly put him on loan because they do still have Dominic Calvert-Lewin. And let's say they get Moise Kean back from their loan at PSG in the process of selling him, right? They sell Moise Kean. They've got the money. They've got a little bit of money now. Daryl DK moves up, let's say, into second place. Do you think he stays there as backup? Where do you think he moves? You think he goes on loan?
He has to stay there. Why even spend the money if you're just going to put him out on loan? And
what is the depth chart of Everton? Do we know?
For strikers, yeah. I mean, you would have to say obviously Dominic Calvert-Lewin, Richarlison, who's sometimes
James Rodriguez
like a wing.
Is technically a forward on this website here, and Joshua King.
Josh King, that's right, who came from Bournemouth, who has not scored yet, has not done much. He hasn't gotten many minutes. He's like a late substitution.
So it looks like he'd probably let's put James back in the midfield, and let's put Richarlison out at wing, because I don't think he is like a center forward, right?
See, so Ali Jack just said Moise Kean is a beast, but I don't see him in a more competitive league.
Could be. He's also young. I don't think we've seen what type of player Moise Kean can be.
Okay. I mean, I see him doing stuff in the Champions League, which is a more competitive league than Ligue 1, and he seems to be doing fine.
Omunto said, I don't follow Premier League super closely, but is it normal to pay $20 million for a guy and then loan him out? Yeah, if they're young. Although, Daryl Dike is not that young, right? He's like 23?
I don't think he's that old. 22?
He went to college.
But did he go to college all 4 years?
He was born in 2000, so he's 21. He's turning 21 this year. Then he'll be, he'll get there, let's say, when he's 21. Yeah, you can loan that guy out. You can loan that guy out for a year or two.
Sure. Look,
get
I don't
back
think
a 23-year-old with more. I would say loan him back to the championship.
I would prefer Daryl Dike over Josh King, in my opinion. I think he would be a better fit. I think you could just, even if you don't have an exact game plan, it's just like hold up play, get him the ball. He'll attract a lot of attention from defenders. Lay off the ball to Richarlison, DCL.
Dude, could you imagine Daryl Dike back to goal? James Rodriguez passes him the ball. He lays it off to Coutinho.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Huh? Right?
All right. There it is. Coutinho confirmed to Everton.
and then Coutinho curls it, gets parried by the keeper, who's standing there, Daryl Dike, who scores. I mean, that right there.
Ali Jack said, "I, as a Preston fan, I'll have him in the championship." Okay.
Yeah, dude. I mean, a lot of people saying Bono says loan to champion. Chip was thinking said Moise Kean couldn't cut it in North Korea, in North Macedonia.
What is it? You have North Korea on your mind,
bro. I'm in love.
Are you looking to vacation there? What is it?
I am taking my wife away for her birthday, so you want to go to a resort that's pretty well priced? Have you heard of the fourth most well-known Riviera?
Okay. We're about to vacation, a little bit of a permanent vacation, okay?
Uh-huh. You're not going to want to come home. You also won't be able to, but you're not going to want to come home.
Okay. The amenities are really incredible. Yeah.
It's actually spelled amenities because they are going to be so mean. Bono says, loan to the championship will raise his value, so if he doesn't fit after the loan, they will get more money than him sitting in reserves and benches. Yeah, he's too young to sit there. Kim Jong Guerrero. Such a mistake.
Crimson Pizza said, Alexis' microchip is messing up his GPS.
Imagine that's how all of our vaccines get us to move to North Korea.
We have to go back to the homeland. Yeah. Okay. The other thing, look, I don't know. Personally, I don't think Daryl Dike is going to Everton. I think he's going to be he's going to go back to Orlando City. He's going to they're going to try to get more money for him. Maybe if he has a dope season in MLS, bro.
No,
I mean
that lowers his value.
You think playing back in MLS?
Playing well in MLS is what got him a loan to Barnsley, not looked at by Everton. Him playing well at Barnsley and for the men's national team is what got him a look at by Everton. Going back to Orlando is a massive mistake. Only because, and this is not anything against Orlando, if you work for Orlando City and you're watching or listening to this, just understand you have a well-valued token right now. You have an NFT of your own.
A non-fungible token, Daryl Dike.
And if you go back to Orlando, it's gonna look like he couldn't cut it out there. That's all it's going to look like. You got to move him. Just get a sell-on clause.
Well, you can't. All right, hold on. Before, Him simply going back to Orlando will not seem like he couldn't cut
it. Yes, it will. Because no one wanted to buy him.
But what? It's not that nobody wanted to buy him. They don't want
to sell
him.
Then you have to extend the loan. Then you have to extend the loan again.
All right. Maybe that is a possibility.
You have to put, you have to sell him, and you have to put a buy on clause. Daryl Dike is probably meant to be much more than a $20 million player. Right? I think we could all agree by the time he's 27, he'll probably be valued at much more than $20 million. Here's the problem. He's never going to reach that valuation in MLS, and at least not in the near future. Maybe in the distant future, maybe in a few years from now, this type of scenario doesn't exist. As of right now, this scenario exists. You cannot keep a player that you want to sell for this kind of money in MLS. You know, if Christian Pulisic was bodying MLS for the Philadelphia Union, he would not have been sold for $72 million. He would have gone on loan to Barnsley, okay?
I agree with that. But we have to think about where, like, there's obviously a lot of factors in place. How much Orlando City thinks they can get. They think they can get probably more than $20 million, even if he comes back to MLS. That is a clear, because they're playing the game right now.
How can you keep this value? Playing well at Barnsley in a very difficult league in the championship, is that not more impressive than playing well in Orlando?
I do think it's more impressive.
So then how is coming back make you worth more?
And that is a question for Orlando City, not for me. I don't know.
But you keep saying you think he's coming back. Let's play the scenario out. I'm saying that it ruins his valuation if he does.
And it might be a mistake. I still think he's coming back. I think Orlando City are going to hold out longer because they think they can get more. That's it.
I think if you're MLS, you tell Orlando, don't mess this up for us.
And it depends on how well Daryl Dike does. If they make it to the playoff, if Barnsley get promoted, he can. If Barnsley get promoted, I don't think he's coming back to MLS for sure. Because his stock is going to be so high.
No, I think this is very similar to Jack Harrison. I think he's proven his worth to the club. I think Barnsley is looking at him as a great piece. Can they find a better piece in the offseason? Maybe. Maybe. I don't think so if you've got clubs like Everton looking at him. I think this is going to increase the possibility that Barnsley is going to negotiate a bit more strongly, even if they miss out, because he still puts you in a better position to potentially be promoted the following season. Same as why Leeds kept Jack Harrison. I don't think you're going to see him go back. And I think if people in Orlando are contemplating it, you're messing up. You're messing up. You cannot do that.
David from Tampa said he won't be valued more, but they'll still ask for more.
True. You know what David from Tampa also said? You know what's non-fungible? This DK. Hey.
Okay.
What a great show. He could do a show about how he's making like popsicles. Maybe he makes like artisanal popsicle and it's called Suck My DK.
Okay. All right. Huh? It's not just for Daryl. This is the whole DK family. Okay. Yeah. Everybody, it's a family business.
Oh, dude, I don't care if you're one of the bigger DKs or a smaller DK. If you're a little DK, get in here, buddy.
Okay. I think that's about it. We've been going for a while. I don't know if there's anything else you want to cover. Oh, you know what? The one thing, should we do this now? Save it for the show. Obviously, Gareth Bale. What do you think? Should we talk about
how my man said what? No. Her? I don't love her. It was just one night, baby. I'm coming back to you.
Gareth Bale if you haven't seen this video of Gareth Bale elbowing a dude in the face, this is for Wales.
Oh, I thought you were talking about how he said he doesn't plan to stay at Tottenham.
No. I'm talking about the elbow.
Oh, no, the elbow. Shouts to Gareth Bale, dude.
The Prince of Wales. Yes. Obviously, if you haven't seen this clip, this is a...
Gareth Bale kneel the royal family, bro. Whoever asked that question about Meghan Markle's kid, go and catch your elbow. Look out, queen.
So the guy he elbowed is Andre Kudela. So he was
who cares about that man?
He is the dude that racially abused Glenn Kamara during the Rangers' Europa League game.
Yeah, he plays for Slavia Prague, which we were all making jokes about.
Yes. So we talked about this, and obviously it was just horrible scenes and the whole thing. Obviously we're tired of it. We see this all the time. The dude, he covered his mouth, yelled a racial slur at Kamara, and
you got to get dealt with, and you got to get dealt with. Everyone, and look, Arsenal plays Slavia Prague, right, in Europa next. So we were saying, mm-hmm. like, you got to slap these boys up.
Mm-hmm.
Right, you got to treat them like Japan treated Mongolia. You know what I mean? You got to get in there. You know what I mean? You got to really disrespect them and their families. And Gareth Bale's like, I got a game against my guy. Just give me a second.
So he plays. What country does he play for? Wales was playing against who?
Is it Slovenia?
I actually don't know. Let me just double check. Not that it really matters. They wear yellow. I don't know
Was it Czech Republic?
Where's Wales?
I believe it was Czech Republic.
Okay. Yeah, it probably was Czech Republic. Yeah. Okay. So, I mean, I hope we're right. I don't know if we're right. The
more like Chin Czech Republic. Hey.
Okay. You just bravo, Alexis.
Yeah. Yeah. So, Kudela. Yeah. He plays for Czech Republic.
So, Gareth Bale, obviously, aerial ball goes up for it, does check the shoulder.
He sees a clan outfit behind him.
Exactly. Okay, I've seen this in the history books before.
He's like, oh, look, the Proud Boys are here. And then,
boom, sent out an elbow. He was just going for the ball. That's so he didn't know anybody was there. But caught the dude hard right in the face.
As you should.
And you know what? These things happen. It's part of the game, okay? He didn't mean anything by it. It was a coincidence that this player happened to be the one delivering racial slurs who got elbowed in the face. I mean,
sometimes, you know, the planet balances itself out, you know?
the planet, not the universe, the planet itself is balancing itself out.
I was trying to remember if it was the universe. But it depends on the species, I think. I think in a moment like this, you look at Gareth Bale, who they wore the give racism the red card shirts.
Yes.
Right? But somebody photoshopped to say give racism the elbow.
Yes. And that was right here on
beautiful
on Twitter.
I mean, that is perfect.
Look, there's not much, there's not too much to say about it outside of the fact that, you know, who knows why, was there a motive or anything?
What inspired, so don't play that.
Okay. it happens. It happens from time to time.
Yeah.
So
all I can say is thank you, Gareth Bale. And that is me. Thanking a Tottenham Hotspur. Thank you, Gareth Bale.
Omunta said, as the philosopher Jamis Vardius once said, chat shit, get banged.
Omunto is correct. Chat shit, get banged by an elbow, Munchie. Bono said the people's elbow.
And there are some people that are like, he shouldn't have done this, and this isn't part of the game, and whatever.
Who said that? Let me guess. white guys with shaved heads that are old and like to sit at pubs and refuse to wear masks,
wearing shades in their Twitter
saying abbeys. It in a car. They're filming a video in a car.
Look, it's that that Matt Barnes quote that everybody's in tweeting, that violence is never the answer, but sometimes it is, you know. Yeah.
That sounds like something Matt Barnes would say for sure.
Look, there's a wild double standard, but sometimes the double standard applies perfectly. So, you know, show racism red card, Black Lives Matter. They put stop racism on all the boards on. Everything.
Players taking knees before the matches.
Taking knees. But you know what? Sometimes elbows can happen.
You got to throw some bows.
There's consequences for being a terrible racist person.
I don't know if it's a catchphrase, but I know we used to say this a lot growing up. But like if my friends were like, yo, I need you to help me, man. This dude wants to kick my ass. And we're like, yo, you kind of earned this ass whooping. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we'll be here. We got your back, but like, we ain't going too far because you earned this one. Yeah. Like, if you're, you know, a teammate of a, was it Kudela? Bruh, you gotta look at him and be like, yo, you earned that elbow. Yeah. And more are coming, you know?
Jay Threpo said, elbows are just attracted to racist faces. Laws of attraction 101.
I can't fix that. You know what I mean? The laws of the universe, my Jay.
Those are the planet laws. Okay?
Yeah, yo. We got the North Pole, we got the South Pole, and we got this hitting your face. I know it doesn't rhyme, but it's gonna happen anyway.
We'll see. We will continue to monitor the situation.
Because... Oh, we will bring you all of the abuse Kudela gets moving forward. Trust me.
So, okay. I think we're good, unless there's anything else we should talk about. But everybody, we'll be hanging out on Twitch for a little bit longer. But everybody listening to this podcast, thank you so much for hanging out. A lot of fun and dumb stuff was said.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. So, a reminder, we have a bunch of really, really fun shows on Fubo coming up. So, again, every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern time, FuboSportsNetwork.com. Or if you have Fubo TV, you've already seen us there all the time. You could just watch us there. But we have a lot of really fun shows tomorrow, Thursday, which is April 1st. We have Aaron West on the show of CBS Sports. Super funny, crushes it. We talk Champions League. Champions League comes back next week, and we will be doing watch-alongs on Twitch, so come hang out with us for that. Hit the follow button if you have not. Do not hesitate. And then we have a bunch of really fun shows coming up. So Stefan Fry of the Seattle Sounders is going to be on soon.
And we're going to talk about the Christian sabotaging my life and picking the wrong photo of the ones I sent him in the Seattle kit, in the Jimi Hendrix kit. And I'll even mention how I know nothing about Jimi Hendrix. People thought like Pablo Maurer threw me under the bus. It's like, I said, yes, he could share that screen cap. you people, if you watch the show, if you know me, you know, I don't know nothing about no Jimi Hendrix. I thought he spelled his last name R-I-C-K-S at the end. So I don't know none.
We will talk about that. And we have a bunch of great NWSL guests coming up soon as well. We're going to be talking to Lisa Baird, who's the NWSL commissioner. The commish is joining the Cooligans. Yeah. It's just crazy this is, again, the level up from we started this podcast in Alexis's kitchen.
Yep.
And now we're talking to commissioners of soccer.
And league. Not like apologizing to police commissioners. Like, we're talking to league commissioners. They want to do our show. Oh, how's the new pizza shop you opened? You framed the pick, Alexis. Which one? Well, is that a bit that I forgot? Pope Franca said, Alexis, In-N-Out order, por favor. That's right. I got to give my In-N-Out order.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone listening, this is my In-N-Out order. I get confused. Everyone knows what a double-double is. You know what that is, right, Christian?
No, I don't know what it is.
Oh, Christian. And this is why he thinks Whataburger is better than In-N-Out.
I did not say that Whataburger is better than In-N-Out. I said that they're both fine.
See? Is that not more frustrating than what I said? You should have just kept your mouth shut.
No, I would say I like In-N-Out better than Whataburger.
Of course.
Yeah.
So, whatchamacallit? If you say double-double, that's exactly what Crimson Pizza said. It's two patties and two cheeses. Two slices of cheese. I actually like one slice of cheese. So I don't know if that's a double single or a single double, right? So I go double single, and then I tell the lady I want two patties and a one slice of cheese. But I yell
know.
The double single.
I don't
single.
Know what you're saying, but I really want to have a threesome right now. Okay?
I mean, you know what to do. Get that big DK in here, baby. It's a popsicle. Why is there balls at the bottom of this popsicle?
You know what? Bring it in anyway.
All right. Quick. I'll put the air conditioner on. So two patties, one slice of cheese. I get sauteed onions. I get chopped hot peppers. Right, I get animal style on top of that, and I get the buns toasted. You got to ask for the buns toasted. Then for the fries, I go well done, and I don't go animal style because I think it just coagulates on top. I say get me spread on the side, and they give you a packet of the animal style sauce on the side. And I get a black and white milkshake, and I say extra thick. And then I pointed at myself. I said, like your boy. You know what I mean? So
with two C's, yeah.
All right? That's it. That right there. You got
Dave,
it.
Dave from Tampa said, what's animal style?
Animal style is little bits of sautéed onions. They're really more called fried onions. They're not sautéed. They're not softened. They're charred a little bit. They're little chopped up raw onions that are placed on the hot griddle with their like Thousand's Island style burger sauce and typically cheese, a melted cheese on top of that. But I don't do all that. I just go, give me the spread on the side and they'll give you the spread. Animal style is with that sauce on it. But I'm good.
Okay.
That's it, Pope Fracas. That's what I'm saying. Like, people don't realize it's you can change the menu how you want. People are like, yo, the bun is too soft. Get it toasted. The fries suck. They do suck, but they're Kennebec potatoes. Those are the best potatoes you could get. The reason they suck is because they don't blanch them and fry them twice. They fry them once because they're actually sitting there cutting them themselves. So just say you want them well done and then throw it in the fryer again. It makes them a little bit better, a little hollow, but a little bit better. I mean, you got to know what you're doing.
Bono said, In-N-Out is only good in theory because we are East Coasters. It's not that good if you are not Estonia'd.
Yeah. And that's what I said. It's a fun place to eat.
I've only been to In-N-Out, I believe, once that time that we went. When we were, what were we doing? Oh, when we went to
Texas, right?
Was that in Texas?
I know I went when I was in Texas. Were you there? No, we didn't go in Texas. We went California.
In California, but we were with Charles Boehm.
Mm-hmm.
Why were we in L.A.? Was that for the Trafico?
Yeah, that was a playoff game. Yeah.
Was it that? I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure.
Okay. I mean, all these moments merged together. I have no memory. I don't know exactly when we did what. Okay.
Chip was taken, said, someone typed that order in the chat. I'm on a conference call.
Yo, clip it. Clip Alexis's In-N-Out
yeah,
order.
Yeah, someone clip my In-N-Out order. Just name it greatest In-N-Out order of all time.
Okay, everybody. If you're listening to the podcast, thank you so much for hanging out. Again, every Wednesday, 6 p.m. Eastern time, twitch.tv/soccercooligans. Or
shouts to Heathums.
Heathums. Or Heath Hums. Thank you for the sub.
Or He Athems.
Okay. I mean, there's a lot of options. Please let us know the proper pronunciation of your Twitter handle. Your Twitch handle.
David from Tampa said, is this why you were in the bathroom for so long?
That explains a lot. Okay.
I mean, all my other eating habits are why I'm in the bathroom so long.
Everybody, thank you for listening. Thanks so much for hanging out. We appreciate it. Make sure you do a couple things before we wrap up. The full episodes of Prem Show, after they are removed from Twitch, we put them up on YouTube, so they're all there. Go to youtube.com/soccercooligans. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Follow us on all the socials at @soccercooligans on everything. Mm-hmm. We're trying to get followers. That's the game nowadays. You just got to get followers. Nobody cares.
We got to have many, many names in that list. You know what I mean?
So, please hit the follow button, especially on Instagram. If you have not,
if you click on us, we've had streams, a recent stream, we had 280,000 people watch us. We have 1,400 followers on Twitch. Hit that button, will you?
Okay. We are currently at 1.3 million views on Twitch.
Come on now.
And everybody's watching and they're like, you know what? I'm going to watch and I'm not going to hit the follow
button. We got 1% of followers to our views. What's happening? It's like the value of the North Macedonian team compared to Germany.
Okay. So everybody, thank you so much for hanging out. We seriously appreciate it. Again, a bunch of really, really fun shows on Fubo TV coming up soon.
Pepe
really
Luce says, where's the OnlyFans link, Alexis? It is onlyfans.com/Christian Polanco. Go check it out.
So the next couple of weeks are going to be really fun. Obviously, the MLS season is starting up. The NWSL season is starting up as well. So we're going to have a bunch of really, really great guests coming through. So, watch the shows, listen to the podcast, let people know, yo, the Cooligans, I was watching on Twitch. They made me laugh, bro. I think you should. If you like positivity and joy in your life, I feel like you should check this out.
Or just find that. But then after you find that, come check out the Cooligans.
All right. So let us end today's show. Everybody, thank you.
By the way, Bono said double the population of North Macedonia have watched you guys.
CCL is also returning. Correct.
That's right. Can't wait.
A lot of soccer. A lot of fun. Again, we can watch along. We can do a bunch of stuff on here. All right. I think people may not be aware, but Alexis did get his second shot of the vaccine. He is vaxxed up. All right. I'm still waiting for my first.
Two shots in, baby. Had a rough Sunday. Had a kind of a rough Monday, but I'm back, baby.
All right. So hopefully, when I get the vaccine, maybe we'll be traveling again, doing shows at comedy clubs and traveling.
I'm already booked for some shows here in New York. So,
la-dee-da. Okay.
A little nervous. I'm not going to lie to you.
A little vaccine privilege.
Somebody sneezes, I'm chucking a mic at him real hard and I'm running. I don't care, dog.
So, everybody, thanks so much for hanging out. We appreciate it. My name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!